Hello, my dear friends. It's Annex Project again. We trying to tell you more about our project since January this year. As I remember, it's first record, maybe fourth record. We will have no records in this summer. Next record will be in autumn. So try to listen, try to understand, try to analyze. You can download my books on realrocks.ru/annex, or you can download it from my page in internet annex2014.nethouse.ru/document. So what to begin with is the most interesting thing that we have at the moment, and that we discover new system, and now we in some form, some type of genetic engineering or genetic analysis. It's, as you remember, in the table it is truth table at this gen level. We try to analyze, try to think. So as you remember, in part one of Annex project, we have a scheme management states on page 19. So this scheme is updated for now, and we can say that we have translation for DNA system. Translation is code transformation nucleotides, its compounds, and to enzymes, and the result in enzyme scheme. In this scheme we have three types of enzymes: sensor enzyme, intermediate enzyme, and motor enzyme. This enzyme works in scheme, and they this scheme is a scheme of synthesis scheme. So that's the main field. This scheme can organize nucleotides in chains, and change growth for some time, and this chain concept building in some way, chain building equation of this vector day. So that is the main idea. Also, we should mention that we have transport clone system in mitochondrial internal membrane, which can work with the synthesis, and we have cycles, limon acid cycle, another type of cycle, which allow us to make protons gradients, and was we have ATP synthesis, phosphorus synthesis for body to work, for body to physical work. This ATF utilization gives us power. This power have percentage for each type of work. For example, muscles work, physical work, anabolisms, temperature support work, bioorganic organism temperature support. Now interesting things. So this is work, transport scheme work. We have proton donors for this moment, and acceptors of protons and acceptors of electrons. We have metabolic water, and we have ATP as a result of synthesis from molecular matter. So now we have understanding what we can operate nucleotides, and we can build them, replace them, make them regenerate. Regeneration of nucleotides is a new idea, so this is a way to update level of nucleotide for its first beginning. So it's a regeneration. You have the form that you have in the beginning, the full energy bank or full energy volume. So energy level, energy volume can be updated, and for source of this, for updating, we have acoustic impulse. Acoustic impulse is traveling wave, and we have a way to technology to update or regenerate nucleotides, auto-regenerate human body, or regenerate organism, or maybe plant, regenerate plant if we working with plants in gardens or our places. So this is the main idea. So as you remember, human body we can represent as homeostatic machine, and it means that we can work like machines, and in project part 2 we will represent you and use him of cascade power cascade work for electronic transport chain. So this will have electronic analogy, and this analogy can make production or reproduction of ATP more faster or more detailed or more optimal way. So it is a way to understand the DNA system, for cause it have place in him as a controller. DNA is a controller, and the program of controller, program of DNA is a display or dynamics or motor output. So several outputs for controller outputs, and for the inputs we have in the scene, we have oscillator control with antennas or receptor, and the other way it is receptors. Receptors accept signals, and these signals, the signal transformed with enzymes. Enzymes have connections one to each other, and in result, with the help of genetic program, they give ATP or energy for our bodies, for our bodies. So this scheme can be updated in the future too, and we will try to update it in the summer. We plan to publish our book, If it will be published in internet, you can buy it, purchase for always. So you have dialogues to our people via emails to understand what we need to do to edit or make correction for book. Now we have edition stage edition, and we edit it, and it will have about 60 pages, new pages. Will be part 2 for NX project, and so in total we will have 120-130 pages with each. This will be a source for research, for research teams members, or for analysts, for experts, for people, all people like this, or who are interested in it. Also, we will be interested if biologists or radio astronomers can read it, because it's a question of space researching it. And medicine, future physics, some chemistry, physical chemistry, theoretical mathematics, theoretical physics. So, as I remember, we have activation energy formula in part 1 NX, or you can see it in fragments of part 2 on our site. So, this is a way to analyze mathematical objects or mathematical model. With mathematical model, this has scheme, which should have economic, economical foundation or economics result. And this here you have, is a plan. You have literally an out, so it can be integral scheme with oscillators. It can be receiver scheme, like receiver, converter receiver scheme, radio, it's like a radio receiver, and it can be a device, new device in future. Also, it can be measuring device with some modifications in scheme in future. But for now, it is a scheme of receiving, and it works. It have application, have some biological equivalents or biological analogies, and electronically we have two chips with drivers, transistors, oscillator, and other parts of scheme, and let's say it can be chains parts. So it should be a device, and this device will, as I think, it will think, and it will have memory, it will have processor for operation, it will have maybe it will have body, it will be like that robotic mechanical robot, for example, maybe as a variant or as an analogy of a scheme. So, but we think that the most optimal is that it will be a receiver. So, As you remember, first part of the project we write about robotic body. Now we have understanding that body is not robotic. It can be represented as a machine model, but it's biological cells, of course, and biological cells have synthesis, have a lot of work to do, a lot of tasks, a lot of ideas, a lot of technologies to understand, and technically it will be the future for human body, I think. And the receiver is technically can be future for some medical devices, sport devices, because it has various things. Moments and it is some it is biosphere, some way it is atmosphere, in some way it is sports and music, in some way it is cinema, films, video films, in some way it is mathematics, calculations, schools, universities. So people will listen this book, maybe we buy and read a book from internet. I remember the Mobile Extensions part 2, and can help visualization of electronic scheme, and this will make a new step and progress for us as a human. So now we have work with forces. Of course, as I remember part 1, we talk about forces, we have draw with forces for atoms in interconnections, or atoms or neurons or molecules interconnections, or ions interconnections. These forces is a part of work 2 for now, and forces help to connect, and we have connection for now with magnetic moments, collinear parallel magnetic moments works as connection. We have coils with force for now, and coils is, as you remember, oscillatory impulse. So coils works as solenoids work for as magnets in some ways, and this is a question for make new antenna for scheme. So it will be future realization, and I think that this work will continue to the end of this year. So we will have new year with new update. So it's practically all 90 minutes. Thank you people for listening, try to re-listen book, understand some moments. For this moment I have rating for my downloads, and I can understand how much people is interested in this work in the future. So book will be published, and it will be my third published book. So this book will give some technology, I think, in nanosphere. It's dimensions in angstroms, dimensions in nanometers, so atomic molecular dimensions. And this new idea for future, for researchers, for physical, chemical, mathematical institutes, medical institutes. So all can be in this book to understand it. In future, contact, I think better way for contact is electronic mail, but we can talk in our way using telephones, using Skype for our means of connection. Okay, thank you for listening. Bye bye. I'll try to see you more this autumn. I'll be glad to you to listen this new ideas or not. Thank you.